This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles there, combating the lies found in the CIA-controlled media. I guess people today, by the way, are finding out now Fox is no longer their friends. I've been telling you that for years. And for those that still continue on the same road that they're on with Fox, you've been out, Fox, just for the record. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. But go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If you want to go over to beforeitsnews.com, same thing there. We're on the front page. Go to the top left of the page. You'll see us right there. Click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. By the way, if you want to book us, now is the time to do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. By the way, if you want to know more about who we are, what it is that we do all across the country, go ahead and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in at any time, finally, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So this morning I get up. I've been thinking about this over the last couple days. As the show goes on, now we have a new clown in the circus of politics, right? Same point, man. Same agenda because of the powers that are tolerated by 330 million people in this country. The show goes on. And what I'm talking about right now, friends, is the media's new narrative is this. It's all over the place right now. The media's new narrative is this. Joe Biden represents the American people when everything he ran on was un-American. You got to get this in your heart, friends, and then let it go to your head. God speaks to the heart, not the head, right? The media's new narrative is this. Joe Biden represents the American people when everything he ran on was un-American. I'm going to bring this down line upon line, precept upon precept, and I'm going to do it slow today because I want you to pay attention as to how you're being duped. Does anybody remember a little history here concerning going back to the 30s? Well, that would be 90 years ago. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt said this. He said, "Presidents are selected, not elected." And I think that's a prime example as to what we're seeing here today. Now, folks, over the last couple of weeks, we've been pointing out the fact that Joe Biden was saying everything to ensure a victory for that of Donald Trump. Everything he ran on was un-American. What we paid attention to was the fact that he was doing nothing but driving support to that of Donald Trump. And then only to find out major voter fraud. And the polls coming out, friends, and the people rising up now saying that this is completely saturated concerning voter fraud on a national basis. Well, we've known this for decades in this country. What do you think? It's just going to fix itself, Americans? No. You have to take your government back. And the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because the communists have a tactic that they push the lie through until the people perceive it to be the truth, when in fact it's still a lie. That's what's going on here with Joe Biden right now. Okay, the media is going to pick the narrative up now, and they're going to push the narrative that Joe Biden represents the American people, because after all, they voted for him in the masses. No, major voter fraud going on here, friends. See, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Folks, remember how I shared with you over the last couple weeks and the mainstream media came out and blurted the truth out in their confusion and told you the truth and told you that at the Joe Biden rallies, nobody's showing up? Nobody can deny the fact that Donald Trump had the tens of thousands of people showing up. There's no question about it. But what I want to do is get you outside of that establishment that everybody's complaining about, and that's why I continuously made reference to the 1,156 other individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. But what do? We sit back, we watch the lying media that nobody believes continuously keep their cameras and their microphones up to the mouths of two players. Both sides, friends, you need to understand, are on the same team. They win regardless, and we're seeing that even all the more today, friends. But the fact of the matter is we have to get back and understand the enemy. What makes a good cop? A good cop knows the mind of the enemy, how they play, how they continuously roll out their plan. Because, frankly, I'm sick and tired of hearing about how the bad guy wins all the time. And one of the things I like to tell the people, especially my listeners, friends, is this. Live your life in such a fashion where they're worried about what you're doing. The way that you do that, friends, is live according to the Word of God and according, friends, to the U.S. Constitution. That's what's going to worry them. That's what's going to break you outside of the box of the establishment that you declare that you're sick and tired of. Now, again, let me get back to this topic, friends. The media's new narrative, Joe Biden represents the American people. No, he does not. He represents the powers that are tolerated under the judgments of God, because that's exactly what this is. Okay? Joe Biden represents the American people, and everything he ran on was un-American. I'm going to take this down again, line upon line. First off, I'd like to say that there would have been neither a Donald Trump nor a Joe Biden if the people knew of the 1,156 other options given as presidential contenders that the mainstream media blacked out. Now, does anybody want to talk about conspiracy, friends? Because that's what's been in play in this country for a long time. Jeremiah 11:9. People ask the question, well, how controlled is the mainstream media's blackout of America's information? Well, did you hear of the 1,156 other presidential contenders? Nope. Well, there's the power of the narrative. Because the only ones that you heard about, friends, are the ones that they delivered up to you. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. But again, that's all we had to do is listen to that of Director William Casey, the former head of the CIA. By the way, he's found at the bottom of a lake. You reap what you sow, don't you, brother? He said in 1981, he said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false. That's where we're at today. That's why the Lord uses prophetic people to continuously show you things to come, things that are applicable to things to come, so we can learn from it, so we can predict what's going to happen in the future. The best way to learn from history, friends, is the fact that we look back so we can predict the next wrong. The next round of the future, okay? And that's exactly what we do here. But what we do is we hold to the Word. We hold to the Constitution and written history. His dash story. We're going to come right back up. Continuous this narrative, friends. Joe Biden represents the American people. Furthest thing from the truth.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Bradley Dean here. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the media's new narrative. Joe Biden represents the American people, and everything he ran on was un-American. Do you see how they're trying to push the lie through until you accept it as to being their truth? Because that's what it is. Read Isaiah 5:20. You'll understand. Isaiah 5:20. Read these scriptures as they come up, friends. I just highlighted the fact that CIA Director William Casey said back in 1981, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. And this is predicated upon the fact that Franklin Roosevelt said back in the 30s, might I add the word President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he said presidents are selected, not elected, of course. And we just seen that play out again because of the 1,156 candidates that were completely ignored by the mainstream media. A blackout. Why? Because they didn't want you to know that you had real options, friends. Okay, so it shows you that these are the two clowns in the circus of politics that they want you to pay attention to. Now, in spite of the fact that everything that Joe Biden ran on was an un-American appeal, the mainstream media has now come to attempt to push the lies all the way through. And again, in hopes of making the lie become the people's truth, that he is America's answer to the un-American problems. I want to say that again in just a moment here. Because I want to first and foremost say to all the Trumpites here, the diehard Trumpites, if he was the president that he promised that he would be, I want to say this real slow, to all of you diehard Trumpites, if Donald Trump was the president that he promised that he would be, then why are we here with the president-elect Joe Biden? Because Donald Trump did nothing throughout the campaign but do and point out the crimes, namely treason, of that of Joe Biden. Put that up against Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Because if Donald Trump would have drained the swamp the way that he promised that he would, if Donald Trump would have brought in the rule of law the way that he promised that he would, friends, if he would have brought in that special prosecutor concerning the Clintons that he promised that he would, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. And it only shows you that they're playing the game, and guess who loses every single time? You do, America. Now, going fast forward, in spite of the fact that everything, and I'm going to highlight this in just a moment, that Joe Biden ran on was an un-American appeal, the mainstream media has now come in to attempt to push the lies all the way through in hopes of making the lie become the people's truth, that he is America's answer to the un-American problems that, in fact, they created. That's what's going on here, friends. And if you don't stick to the Word of God and receive an anointing that the Lord puts on your eyes, and by the Holy Ghost opens up your ears, you're going to go hook, line, and sinker for what they're throwing into the water, friends. You're going to drink the Kool-Aid every time they fill up the cup. And it's exactly what the majority of the people in this country have been doing for decades. And to be quite honest with you, take it how you want to take it, but I'm embarrassed for you. And you should be ashamed of yourselves. Because, again, this stuff that's going on in this country is as easy to detect as the nose on your face. Now, I want to give you some examples as to what I'm talking about here. And I'm going to take some phone calls in just a couple moments. So just hold on with me, okay? Just hold on with me. I don't want to get ahead of myself. That's why I haven't taken your calls yet. The mainstream media would have you believe that Americans want an alleged pedophile as their president. Notice under Donald Trump, who advocated the decriminalization of sodomy on a global basis. He's the president of the United States of America, friends. He's not the president of the world. But though he thought he did, but again, that's what narcissists do. Read Isaiah 14, you'll understand. Who pushed and who advocated and who placed sodomites into his cabinet more than Donald Trump did? Nobody did besides Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? During his tenure, Donald Trump's tenure, what have the homosexuals been doing, namely in that of San Francisco? They've been attempting to normalize pedophilia, sex with children, adult children sex. And it's exactly what they're doing in San Francisco right now. I just want to make clear as to the correlation here. What have we seen on the screen over the last 3 and 4 and 5 years concerning Joe Biden? Him hitting on women, him hitting on children, only to find out, friends, his college roommate had called him out for his desire for children. Okay? So he's an alleged pedophile. See how this works together? Hey, folks, the whole sodomite agenda, the end aim is the children. Right? If that wasn't the truth, why are we hearing Boy Scouts doing their best to cover their backsides, literally, by compensating children that have been violated by adults in that organization? And I told you, America, that this was coming down the road if we didn't put a stop to it. And I want to add to this, too, this conversation. Notice Boy Scouts wants to compensate the victims of sodomites in the organization, the Boy Scouts. There's no call for justice concerning those that committed the crimes against the innocent children. They're just talking about basically paying them off and buying them off. America needs to demand justice concerning those pedophiles that committed crime against the innocent in that organization, Boy Scouts. Point one, the mainstream media would have you believe that Americans are awaiting forced mandates on masks and vaccination concerning the pandemic. All over the mainstream media today. Do you see how this is working out, friends? Who initiated the whole pandemic? Who initiated this whole perpetuated fraud by opening up the curtain for the likes of Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci to make billions and billions of dollars on the behalf of this perpetuated fraud more than Donald Trump? Nobody. Nobody did. What is Joe Biden doing? He's coming right up behind him. Donald Trump teed it up for him, and here comes Joe Biden right behind him to pick up the baton, and he's going to begin to run with it. Now, I want to make clear, because the Holy Ghost is bringing this to me right now, I want to make clear you understand as to what's taking place in this country. This is what happens when a people continuously refuse to correct themselves before a just and a holy God. This is what happens to a people when they refuse to repent before a just and a holy God. Okay? The Lord said in Leviticus 26, verse 18, and if you will not yet for all of this listen carefully unto me, he used the word hearken, he said, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Seven times more for your sins. Why? Because you refused to take heed to his chastisements. So it went from chastisements now to the judgments of the Most High God. And by the way, guess where the professed church is today? Remember I told you on Saturday, I said, where are all those false prophets that said Trump was going to run a second term? Where are all those false prophets that were telling the American church, just relax, Trump's in again? We're seeing from the likes of pastors, church leaders, as they like to call themselves, all across the country, trying to do their best to justify now the unjustifiable. And what do the people in the church do? They go back to the false prophets and they ask them, okay, what's coming up now? I know that you missed that, but will you tell me, just deceive me. Just help me deceive myself a little more for my responsibility before a just and a holy God. That's not a good place to put yourself, America, but this is what the professed church is doing today. I'm even hearing church leaders today say, this is why I will not forsake Donald Trump. Let me tell you something, brother from another mother. Donald Trump forsook you a long time ago. And the only way that you've deceived yourself all the way through all of this to this point is because you've been ignoring the fruit, and yet it was your Lord that you claim to serve that told you to judge him by his fruits. And guess what you failed to do? You failed to judge him by his fruits. But yet you keep going on with your bad self. And you keep doing what? You keep leading blind sheep to continuously follow you. And what did Jesus say? If the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. And you can rest assured, if you continuously follow these false prophets and these spiritual leaders in America who have brought you to the place that you are decade after decade after decade because you've refused to read the Word of God for yourselves, you can rest assured you're making it a lot easier for the tyrants that are tolerated in America today on so many fronts. On so many fronts. America is under judgment. I don't care what they say. I know what the Word of God says. And I know that I have the Holy Ghost. I know that I have discernment. And I know that I've been thus far to this point for 17 years right in hearing from what I've heard. Though I prophesy in part, I know in part. And I've been giving you the part that I know in fact. And you're to judge me by my fruit. And if that's the case, then let's hold to it. Let's hold to the Word of God and we're all going to be good. If not, we're going to get in trouble. And I'm telling you what, right now, friends, you need to turn off the television when it comes to the modern-day church, because they're nothing but a bunch of prop-uppers, friends, of what? Government. They're called to lead as they follow the Christ, to establish the government, the church first in judgment, right? Then the judges within government. They've got it completely upside down. Read Exodus 18:25. I'll be right back in a minute. We're going to get right back to this topic, friends. We're taking it line upon line, precept upon precept. The media's new narrative is Joe Biden represents the American people when everything he ran on was un-American. Just wanted to let you know that, friends. See how that works? Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is firing his defense secretary, Mark Esper. The president tweeting that Esper has been terminated effective immediately. He thanked him for his service. The president announcing that Christopher Miller will be acting defense secretary. Miller had been director of the National Counterterrorism Center. Joe Biden on Monday implored Americans to wear masks to slow the spread of the coronavirus, even as he cheered the news about a promising development of a vaccine being developed by pharmaceutical giant Pfizer.
It doesn't matter your party, your point of view. We could save tens of thousands of lives if everyone would just wear a mask for the next few months. Not Democrat or Republican lives, American lives.
Biden also warned of a dark winter. You're listening to USA Radio News. South Florida continuing to deal with Tropical Storm Etta. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez saying,
we recommend that everyone in areas that are flooded stay inside, wait until the waters recede. There could be down power lines that could electrify the water.
Parts of Miami-Dade and Broward County have seen 10 to 16 inches of rain already. Etta is the 12th named storm to make landfall this hurricane season. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seizes boots.
Agriculture specialists with U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seized three pairs of boots and a belt that were crafted from sea turtles as well as a freshwater fish native to the Amazon River Basin. The apparel was found at a consignment shipping facility in Dallas and is a violation of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. CBP coordinated with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services before confiscating the apparel. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, if you want to contend for the faith, I'm here. Jude 1. Hey, folks, 1 through 3, read it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Joe Biden represents the American people. Everything he ran on was un-American, in spite of, right? We got Amon calling from New Hampshire. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hi. Hi, I'm Iman. How are you today, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah. I really want to, I sent you an email that I need to talk to you because I have the only entity, Body Politic, that was put together for we the people under the preamble. If you're so familiar with the Constitution, which I believe you are pretty informed about it, the Constitution actually is Constitution at the preamble. It says, well, we the people do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. We've put this together as entity that protects the people. We are the only law enforcement, constitutional law enforcement, that can hold the president, everybody under the federal government, to their oath of office and their surety bond. I don't know if you know anything about that. And we've actually, the CIA, you know who we are, the IRS, the FBI, we've met with them. We have a badge that's called Constitutional Law Enforcement. That's what we do. We're the only ones in the nation, and we're the only ones that can force the Democratic and Republican Party and the Congress to do the bidding of the people because we are in charge of the government. People don't understand who we are. This should have been done 220 years ago, this organization that we put together. It's valid, and I need to talk talk to you. I wanna meet you. I'm also a musician. I'm all across the world.
Aman, you are talking to me, and that's why we have you on the radio right now. So you're highlighting an organization. When we find in Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, I just read the first part of the Constitution this morning in part, and going through that, the people in this country who are the government, we the people, to the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, have the authority to impeach and to indict these individuals for the smallest of misdemeanors. Yes, that's true. So why do we need to be an organization to do that? I'm just kind of curious because I'm a little lost.
I'm going to tell you, Bradley Dean. So before I want to go any further, you know what I am is, right?
Okay.
So I want to talk to you first. So I don't want to talk about this over the phone. Okay. I want you to.
You're on the national radio, so if you can't talk about it on the radio, then I'm not going to talk to you on the phone about it. Okay. Okay, because everything I do is in the light here. Okay. Want to make clear.
No, it's not in the light because you're in control. You understand that? You're not in control. It's not the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit, by the way, brother. Okay.
Okay. All right, so we got Wes calling in from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Bradley. First, I want to thank both you and Tim for the message that you bring. I will tell you, to be open and honest and clear, that I have been a staunch Trump supporter in the past, all right? But Tim has opened my eyes to some things. And I do have a comment, because you did mention earlier that a couple of weeks or so ago, both of y'all were commenting on everything that Biden is doing is pushing Trump into the presidency. Now, that's interesting to me, because look where he is now.
Right.
And I have to make a statement that had he done his job, he would not be in this position. I fully believe that.
Yeah.
You know, I truly do. And I think that it's wonderful to bring those things to light. Now, he most certainly is no God. No man is, and no man ever will be. But it's interesting to me, the form, and just as you are speaking about today, the media is driving all of this. They are putting Biden now, at least in my eyes, and tell me if I'm wrong, that, he's the chosen one, so to speak, is the person that we are putting into office. And I would like to understand better how to expose the other 1,000-plus individuals that are running. It really irks the snot out of me that they're not in any kind of exposure. It drives me crazy. So I'll leave it at that, but thank you both so much for what you do, and thank you for opening my eyes and helping me to understand better that our country's in trouble.
I appreciate it, brother. I really do. Let me answer off-air real quick. I want to say this first of all. Vladimir Lenin, a communist, a Russian revolutionary under Joseph Stalin, his murderous dictatorship, said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. This is what the American people have been witnessing for decades in this country. They put up their two candidates. They both work for the same powers that are tolerated. In the process, they continuously cause them to war one against another without fail. One's a good guy, one's a bad guy, just like in pro wrestling. That's why Jesse Ventura, former governor, love him or hate him, he was right. He said politics and pro wrestling are identical. It's exactly right. It's all fabricated. It's all fake. Remember what President Theodore Roosevelt said? He said there's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen. That wasn't first planned. He's also the guy that said presidents are selected, not elected. That's exactly what we're seeing today again in America. So you need to understand the best way to control the opposition is to create the opposition. And you get your two players in the ring, and what you do is use the media to continuously promote the fight. Okay? When we look at what Joe Biden has been running on, everything he's been running on, and I'm going to highlight some more of this stuff in a couple minutes here, has been un-American. And in the process of doing that, Donald Trump is saying, let's make America great again. But I want to make clear of this, too. When we judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, we clearly see that what people were afraid that Joe Biden would do, Donald Trump has been doing for 5 years, and he's been teeing it up for the likes of Joe Biden. Okay? Again, this is perfect judgment. It really, truly is. Now, going back, I never one time said who's going to win the people's office. Never one time. I said Joe Biden is doing everything to ensure a defeat for himself and a victory for Donald Trump. understanding how the enemy plays, because I've been under attack by the mainstream media. My enemy has done me a favor for 23 years, because the more they attack me, the more I understand them by learning their method. And it's dark. And it's through craft. Okay? Read Daniel 8:25. And how do politicians operate? They operate through Daniel 8:25, read it when you get a moment, through policy which undermines law. Okay? So they're all in it together. I want to make clear on this. So when Biden came out, we already knew that there was massive voter fraud going on. Because, again, and we're going to hit more of this, nobody showed up to his rallies. We knew people were showing up to the rallies of Donald Trump, but we already understood who Donald Trump was. He's a globalist. He's pushing forth the agenda. So when they came through and said Joe Biden wins, all the while knowing that literally the mainstream media told us nobody is there on camera, literally nobody showing up to his rallies, that he won, there's the communist tactic again. Joseph Stalin, the murderous dictator, said this. He said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. This is being exposed all over the country. But the powers that are tolerated are pushing him through as if to suggest he's legitimate. Let me ask you a question, Trumpites. Who legitimized Joe Biden more than Donald Trump did? Nobody did. And don't tell me if all the apparatus and foreknowledge and knowledge, security, surveillance, and the such that Donald Trump has, that he didn't all the well know who Joe Biden is. No, pull the curtain back, friends. You're going to find that they're best of friends. And over and over and over again, friends, what you'll find is presidents of old that have been set up one against another after a incumbency and their tenure is expired, all of a sudden you begin to see who they really are because they begin to advocate publicly what they denounced beforehand. Prime example of that is Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They hated each other's guts on the campaign trail, right? And then once Barack Hussein Obama wins, what does he do? He appoints her to the Secretary of State. And we find out that they're gun running in Benghazi. We find that they're drugged. I mean, folks, the list goes on. They're working together in the process to destroy. Notice how What one is doing and what one is saying are pushing forth the globalist agenda. Donald Trump is saying this is how you make America great again, but this is what I'm going to promote behind the backs of the doors concerning my constituents, the mainstream media that I keep calling fake news. They're going to give cover for me, and it's exactly what they did for 5 years. And Joe Biden, he's the bad guy over here. So what they do is they put up Joe Biden. They said that he won. Now the mainstream media gets behind him and tries to legitimize him and tries to tell the people, look what you voted for now. The American people didn't vote for him. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. That's what's going on here. They're using Joe Biden to attempt to normalize what Donald Trump has been normalizing behind your back through policy undermining your Constitution. That's not how you make America great again. It's just the exact opposite. If you're confused because you haven't thought this through. I understand exactly what I'm saying. What I'm saying is sound because it's exactly what they're doing. Now the media is getting behind Joe Biden and attempting to push the lie through so it comes across as the truth to the American people. What are the American people saying today? Oh my goodness, there's nothing we can do. They're throwing their hands up in the air saying it's all over with. Nope, that's exactly the result that they wanted to get. Cause the enemy to believe there's more of us than there really is. Folks, this is all deception. What did Adolf Hitler and his propaganda minister say, Joseph Goebbels? Just keep pushing the same lie, keep pushing the same lie until the people believe it. And what did Adolf Hitler say in parallel to that? He said it's a good thing for people in government that people never think. That's why we're here today. They're using Joe Biden to push through the lie until it becomes your reality. That's exactly what's happening. And I'm here to tell the American people, we're ruled by law as a constitutional republic. We are not ruled by Joe Biden. We are not ruled by Donald Trump. We are not ruled by Barack Hussein Obama. We are not ruled by the Republicans. We are not ruled by the Democrats. We are ruled by law under God in this country because it's His law that we are to uphold. If we fail to do that, we're going to have these conversations again in 4 more years, and another 4 years if we're still around after that, and then another 4 years because the American people continuously refuse to repent before a just and a holy God and acknowledge him and his government, and they refuse to keep his commandments. And what is the fruit of that? Judgment upon a disobedient nation. That's where we're at today. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so one 866 582 9933. Talking about Joe Biden representing the American people, question mark. Okay? They want you to believe that Joe Biden is representing we the people because, after all, you voted him in. The furthest thing from the truth. This is a communist tactic. Push the lie through all the way. It's exactly what they're doing. Until you perceive it to be the truth. Read again Isaiah 5:20. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment as well. I just got done highlighting the fact that the mainstream media would have you believe that American wants an alleged pedophile as their president. The mainstream media would have you believe that Americans are awaiting forced mandates on masks, which is completely unconstitutional, and vaccinations, completely unconstitutional, concerning their plandemic. Read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment. The mainstream media would have you believe that Americans are in full support of the sodomite agenda, which is absolutely untrue. Okay, this is all the stuff Joe Biden ran on. Okay, and by the way, Donald Trump was running on it as well, behind closed doors and publicly. Okay, that's why I have the lines open for you, 1-866-582-9933, if you want to go ahead and test your steel. Okay, I'm here to show you the fruit. I'm not here to appease your conscience because you like him better than you do God. Okay? And don't sit there and call yourself a Christian. Don't call Jesus your Lord when you're serving a politician that destroys your country and your soul at the end of the day. But there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is what? Death. The mainstream media would have you believe, friends, that Americans want Roe versus Wade as the law of the land. Joe Biden ran on that, friends. By the way, the murder of innocent babies in the womb have never been the law of the land. For those that didn't know, it's never been the law of the land. Why? Because anything that stands in contrast to God's moral law is null and void. Okay? The mainstream media would have you believe that Americans want to be disarmed. Folks, I've hit on all of this stuff. This is Joe Biden's points that he sold to his populace. They want you to believe that a majority of the American people are all for the agenda that he means to push. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing. Folks, there's 330, just to give you one example for the sake of time, there's 330 million people in America. Okay, it may be a little off here, a little more, a little less. Okay, but I know it's right. It teeter-totters on 330 million people. There's 393.3 million guns in this country. Joe Biden wants you to believe that it's best for all of us if we go ahead and just disarm. What did he say? You know, the Second Amendment doesn't tell us that we all have the right to bear arms. That's exactly what it says. But this is his talking points. And the media is right there to try to get you to believe that everybody voted in Joe for everything that is in stark contrast to who we are as a people. That's how communists work. And it's totalitarianism. That's why they have been, over the last 4 and 5 years, been using totalitarian methods to push you into compliance. And if not, you're going to be ostracized. You're going to be demonized. You're going to be jailed. You're going to be hated. Everything that comes with being a Christian, by the way, friends. Okay, this is just the tip of the iceberg. But the media wants you to believe that Joe Biden represents the American people, when, again, every single thing that he ran on was un-American. For how long did we hear Donald Trump talk about the crimes of Joe Biden, and he did nothing in prosecuting Joe Biden? Did the same exact thing with Hillary Clinton, same exact thing with Barack Hussein Obama, and he did absolutely nothing. The Bible's clear when it tells us in Psalm 12:8, it says the wicked walk on every side. When? When do the wicked walk on every side? Judge the word, friends. Don't shoot the messenger. Judge the word, for it's right. Okay? The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. That's Donald Trump. That's Donald Trump. Hey, folks, Donald Trump just did a better con job on America than Joe Biden did, because what you're afraid that Joe's now going to do to you, Donald Trump has been doing to you for 5 years. See, and the fact of the matter is, I see all these people talking about how I there's a special place in hell for me. I hate Donald Trump and this, that, and the other thing. It's like, okay, you know what? There's just some people you can't help. That's where they're at. They're going to eat the fruit of their own ways, and they are, and so are their kids. And they want to blame somebody and get mad at somebody for telling them the truth. And they killed the apostles, and they killed the prophets. 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred. Why were they martyred? Well, why was Jesus crucified? Because he told the people who they really were in the sight of God. Read John 15. He took off their cloak of covering. It's the same thing I'm doing here right now. Folks, is this America that he's standing up for? No. Folks, he just told you. The media wants you to believe that he who commits treason against the U.S. Constitution, he who acts in a foreign manner against the U.S. Constitution, he's the people's pick. No, he is not. He is not the people's pick. They want you to believe that he's the people's pick. Because that way you're deceived and now you're controlled. And now you're going to stand down to the crimes of the powers that you're not going to tolerate. Also take note that in every one of these set narratives that I just highlighted, friends, that every single one of their narratives, that they have been introduced by corrupt politicians who are, in fact, working hand in glove with the mainstream media, not the American people. Not the American people. Read Ephesians 4:14. Okay? So making clear as to what I'm saying here, friends, the mainstream media wants you to believe that Joe Biden is the people's pick, that he represents the American government and the U.S. Constitution. When everything he ran on, everything he is advocating for, is un-American, it runs counter to our Bill of Rights, to the Declaration of Independence, to the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. See, so this is why the Holy Ghost had us on this very topic. Either you deal with corrupt politicians lawfully, or else you're going to lose your freedoms. You're all the more closer to the line of losing your freedoms because you stand down in the face of tyranny. That is not the history of America in any sense of the word. Americans are succumbing to a lie through the mainstream media. The mainstream media all the while knows you and knows that what I'm telling you is the truth. Again, that's exactly why they continuously censor my ministry, suppress my ministry, demonize me, polarize me, lie about me. But yet I don't ever get any calls from these people that accuse me of these things. It's interesting how that works. And the good people in this country just don't understand the cross that you must bear to ensure their freedoms. My goodness, friends. A very important question to ask yourselves is this. Why is there so much voter fraud being exposed today if Joe Biden is America's choice? I can't answer that. Only you can. You know as well as I do that he was not voted in by the people. How do I know this? Because in the mainstream media's confusion, they accidentally blurted out the truth in telling us so. So how rampant is voter fraud? Well, folks, I've already highlighted the fact over the last couple weeks that literally there is no one showing up, reported the mainstream media's useful idiots. Who named him that? Vladimir Lenin. Here comes this Russian revolutionary coming in again to define who these people are. She blurted the truth out and told us the truth. She blurted the truth out in her confusion. If you're on YouTube right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, or if you're on beforeitsnews.com right now, on the left side is the article with the videos. Read the article and the articles that are appended to it and watch the videos so you can see for yourself. I strongly suggest that you cross-check everything I tell you. I want you to do that. Okay? Watch the videos for yourself so you can understand how this game is being played out. You are being laughed at, friends. It's all a little game in the circus of politics. Furthermore, and in conclusion to today's show, no one was literally showing up to any of his rallies. Literally. So where did all of the support come from? From the mainstream media. It's all contrived support in hopes of deceiving the people into taking this country another direction foreign to that which is accustomed to it. By the way, my friend Wes calling in earlier, if you go to the article on YouTube, you can pull up the article on the 1,156 other presidential contenders that you heard not a word about. Okay? They only have the two players that work for the same team up in front of your faces, so they win either way. Now, I end with this, friends. Where did all this contrived support come from? Well, if you remember right, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, and now Joe Biden, and their support is coming from what? The same place, out of thin air. In other words, it does not exist. And we know it doesn't exist because pictures are worth a thousand words. And we've seen the film and we've seen the pictures. Friends, neither one of them are legitimate candidates, and we need to get back to the people's government here, under God. Because only there will we find peace for our posterity. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.